hello. Welcome to Healthy Perspectives, a podcast that takes on current cultural and social issues through a clinical lens.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, we appreciate your time. Today, you may notice that my voice is a little different. Don't worry, it's going to pass. It usually does. Got a little bit of a cold and fighting through. And so I'm going to keep it a little bit on the brief side today. I try to keep it pretty brief most of the time to make sure we get after tough topics, cultural, social topics, things of the day that are pertinent to you, but with hopefully without wasting too much of your time. Today, I want to give you a bad idea log. And I'm doing this because I've gone over this before, but contrast matters. So I'm going to go through this bad idea log, and then I'm going to take that and I'm going to have you apply it to different parts of your life. I'll walk through a couple of examples, but the idea here is to get you thinking, but thinking for the purpose of new behavior, new action, new, fire inside your belly, whatever it might be for you. All right. So number one is hatred. That's a bad idea. I think most of us could agree that hatred, matter of fact, you hold on to it. Chances are you're hurting yourself as much as you are hurting whoever it is that you hate. And that tends to be the reality to that. So what's not hatred then? That would be kindness and love. I'm going to give you a couple of examples just to help you reframe, because sometimes we reframe things and we don't do it right. It's okay. Like I'm probably going to reframe some of these in ways that you're going to be like, that's not right. Because depending on where you are, the season of life you're in, there are times where you need to hear certain things in certain ways. So some of my options for you may challenge you differently. All right. Number two, independence. Now, some of you are like, whoa, wait a second. When I was a kid, all I wanted was independence. I got my independence, except independence often leads to loneliness. And so I would say the opposite of that, or a working model that you could use instead, would be teamwork, the idea of companionship, friendship. How about dependence? Number three, dependence. Well, what's not dependence? That would actually be grit or responsibility. Okay. Quitting. If you're looking at how to combat the bad idea of quitting, it's called effort. Okay. It also might tailor into that one I said before, the grit, the idea of getting up, starting again. That's a big concept. I'm just going to leave that right there for now. Number five, apathy. Ooh, some of you have heard this one before. I've talked about this in here. Apathy is a complete lack of motivation. It's the I don't give a crud anymore. It's kind of like quitting, but it's different. It's actually more like not starting. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to go. It's a pig laying in the mud. That's what that is, right? And so if we're going to look at how to cure that, the other side of that, we're actually talking about mild, moderate anxiety. It's the I care enough that it will hurt me if I fail. That's anxiety, folks. A lot of people tell you that anxiety is bad. Anxiety is not bad, folks. In mass quantities, it's not good. It's like sadness is not bad. It tells you you loved somebody or one of your pets or whatever. Sadness is good. We should feel a sense of sadness when we lose something, when we grieve. But in too much quantity, it becomes depression. It becomes problematic. Okay. All right. Procrastination. Would you agree? Bad idea? Yeah, I think that's a bad idea. Except for some people, they don't plan or execute because they procrastinate. Is that you? Are you a procrastinator? Some people like to do this too. It's kind of funny to watch. You know, as in my clinical practice, I see this from time to time where somebody will say, well, I'm actually better when I put it off to the last minute because I need that pressure. So then I would argue, is that procrastination or is that planning? Right? So the way some people will plan will be different than the way other people will plan. But it's still planning and execution. If you couldn't execute like that and you kept doing that, then it would be procrastination. It would be not functional. All right. Number seven, hoarding. By the way, this seems to be there seems to be an uptick in hoarding. I think people are a little bit on the fearful side of, you know, the money doesn't matter, so they're buying things, da da da. Well, whatever. So the other side would be filtering. Hoarding, you in order to counter that, you would filter. It's like saying, I have this thing I haven't used in 10 years. Somebody else would benefit from this thing. Maybe they should have it. Filter it. Take it from one place, redirect it to another. Filter it. All right. Number eight, drug abuse. I think that's a pretty easy one to say. It's a bad idea. Drug abuse. Again, I'm pretty careful in my language because as a clinician, I don't want that to be mistaken with drug use. Not that I'm condoning drug use, but drug abuse is a very different concept. Well, take a look at what might be a natural high versus an unnatural high. By the way, some people like to say to me, marijuana's natural. Shrooms, they're natural. Okay. Alcohol, natural? Unnatural. Comes from hops. It's a fermentation process. I mean, it is a natural process, is it not? And yet, I think that's more of an excuse, generally speaking. Why? Because it's poison to your body. Now, some people like to drink a little. Some people like to use, recreationally use some drugs. But what you put in your body affects your body. And the natural way of doing that would be to put healthier things in your body. All right. It's going to be things like, I don't know, proper food, proper exercise. These are things that input good things into your body. Endorphins get running, stuff like that. Okay. Number nine, pride. I think that's fair to say that's a bad idea. Having a moment where you highlight for a moment a success is not the same thing as pride, folks. Don't mistake it. Pride is it's kind of a seed. It's a precursor for something like narcissism. Pride is is going to lead that way because it's this superiority sort of concept. It doesn't mean you can't be proud of working hard. Just remember that if you don't continue to work hard, then there's really nothing to be proud of. All right. So the counter to that would be humility. It's the idea that I got to show up every day and continue to put in the work that got me to where I am, not as a means of hoarding, because we already talked about that one, but as a means of staying humble. Humble. And that means I accept that I am never going to get better if I don't put in the work. Pride, you can sit on your laurels a little bit and get a little lax. Hey, look at me, put me in the spotlight kind of a thing. Number 10, stealing. How do you counter that? Get a job. Work. Okay. I'm probably going to get all kinds of crap for that one, but I thought that was the funniest one so far. Blaming, number 11, blaming. If you want to counter that, it might look something like being open-minded in a curious manner. You're like, wait a minute, blaming might be taking responsibility. Uh-uh. Blaming is what you put on others. Sometimes you put it on yourself, but even still, open-minded curiosity is going to get you over that hump. It's not taking responsibility. If I take responsibility for something that's not my responsibility, then that's a whole different problem. That goes back to that whole dependence, independence argument. All right. So open-minded curiosity. Number 12, dying. We only got a couple more folks, so hang in there. Dying. You know, I think it's safe to say that's a bad idea. And there are, maybe there's some exceptions that could be made if, you have a medical directive that says under certain circumstances, please do not revive. Not the same as dying. Okay. That's reviving. All right. We're not going to get onto that one, but dying. What's the opposite of dying in life? Adventures. That's the catch right there. Adventures. It's living. And how do we live? We have adventures. All right. Number 13. Oh, by the way, adventures could be a lot of different things. Some people think adventures means you got to go out and do stuff. For some people, having an adventure is getting a game night with a bunch of friends. It's not going out at all. It's having an adventure. All right. Number 13, boundarylessness. Ooh, big word. Boundarylessness. That's a good one. I love this one. It's a bad idea to have no boundaries. It's also a bad idea to not let anybody in at all. That goes back to that dependence-independence argument we talked about. But what do we do to counter boundarylessness? Understanding one's self around the concepts of safety and comfort. Because all boundaries are about safety and comfort. So if you understand who you are, truly understand who you are, when it comes to what keeps you safe, what keeps you comfortable, then you're going to have a good idea of where you could set boundaries. And then the next part is just execute them. All right. Number 14, grudges. I think it's safe to say that's a bad idea. Holding grudges. It's kind of like that hatred one that we started with, right? Well, if you don't want to hold grudges, what's an alternative? Forgiveness. Now, let's be real. I'm going to hit you hard on this one for a second. The biggest grudges you have are against yourself. Think about that, folks. The biggest grudges you have are against yourself. When's the last time you forgave yourself for being inadequate? That's a good question, I think, because you ought to do that from time to time. If you're making mistakes on purpose, that's different. But if you're making mistakes because you didn't know or because you couldn't, you didn't know how to, that's different. Forgiveness is important there, even to yourself. All right, number 15, and the last one for today. And then I'm going to go into, I'm going to twist your mind just a little bit after that. All right, so immorality, number 15, immorality. I think it's fair to say that that's a bad idea. But then we have this big old debate about what is moral and what isn't moral. Forget the debate. Morality is about having purpose. So if you want to counter immorality, having purpose is the most important component. Now, can you have a purpose that is selfish and suits only you? Sure. Is that a good idea? I don't think so, because we're social creatures. We're dependent at times on relationships, right? Meaning teamwork, okay? Remember, I go back to the list. I just gave it to you. All right. but when it comes to immorality, the counter to that is find your purpose. And your purpose ought to fit you uniquely. If it doesn't, it's not your purpose. It should take advantage of your gifts, your strengths, and it should use your weaknesses to move things forward as well. Weird concept, I know. But when we're talking about immorality, it's not about covering up our weaknesses. It's about using them as a means of helping others. I know. I just took a big leap there. Hopefully you stayed with me. Hang on there. Now I'm going to do something. I'm going to twist your brain just a little bit. So I hope you're following along, because I just gave you a whole bunch of bad ideas. And I gave you some things to counter those bad ideas. What would happen for you, for me, for your town, for my town, for your city, my city, for your state, my state, or our country, if we took a look at applying that list of bad idea solutions or counters to the bad ideas. And we simply just said, if I'm going to counter the bad ideas with my family, friends, my spiritual journey, work, economics, politics, and so on. So let's do this real quick. I'm going to give you an example. All right, let's start with something. Your family. If you're going to counter the bad ideas, it just means let's take a look at the bad ideas and say, hey, not that. Sometimes we learn as much, maybe even more, from examples we don't want to follow as we do from those who set the examples of what to follow. Sometimes it's really helpful. An easy example is, you know, a kid who grows up in a dysfunctional home, but creates a functional home because they know what not to do, right? Sometimes we can learn from our bad ideologue, all right? So family, that would mean kindness and love. That would mean teamwork, grit, responsibility, effort, moderate anxiety, meaning we care, planning and execution, filtering. Think about this stuff in your family. How about the natural highs instead of the unnatural drug use, or drug abuse, I should say. Humility. How about put a little humility into your family? I mean, let's say you're a Christian man and you're the head of the household. What does humility look like in that role? It means listening, turning your ears up, turning your mouth down. Ooh, that's tough. That's going to be leading with curiosity. We talked about that too, open-minded curiosity. We're talking about adventures. Ooh, purpose. That might mean you go, you know, you go do things intentionally. Buy your spouse some flowers. Show your kids how it's supposed to be. All right, let's take one. We'll do one or two more real quick, and then I'm going to get you out of here. All right, let's take on the spiritual journey one. This is a good one. If the bad idea is hatred and we're on a spiritual journey, we would be looking at what not to do around hatred. That's the love and the kindness. Now, how do you do that if you're passing judgment? You don't. See how this opens up the way to look at this a little bit differently? It's not that looking at great examples is a bad idea. It's a good idea. You should look at good examples, but you should also look at bad ideas, because understanding like the railway, understanding the spectrum, it really helps us to tailor it toward the positive. All right. On the spiritual journey, when it comes to quitting, that's a bad idea, right? So you put in effort. It doesn't mean that you're going to earn some kind of higher ground in your spiritual journey. What it means is you put in effort. And the idea behind that is to be good for yourself, for others around you, for your belief system. You know, are y'all seeing how this plays out? All right, real quick, we'll hit the politics one, because I know much of my audience really appreciates when I get after the politics from a clinical view for whatever reason. All right, so let's take a look. If hatred is a bad idea, then you should not be looking to hate Donald Trump or Joe Biden. Just straight up, you should be looking to be kind, loving, gentle. Ooh. But what about accountability? Okay, so let's take a look at accountability. If accountability was a good idea, what would be the thing that it's countering? Oh, wait a second. Accountability is about judgment, folks. Judgment? I didn't put that on the list, but is judgment a good idea? I mean, let's be real. If I judged you off of your worst days in life, how do you look? Do you end up in jail? Probably. Most of you out there would probably have been in jail if you were being judged off of your worst days in life. Let's take the top five worst days in your life. Y'all, maybe you fudged some numbers at a place of employment. Maybe you hurt somebody and got away with it. Maybe you caused a fender bender because you were raging. You had road rage. Maybe, well, all of these things, I mean, jail, fines, whatever. But if I caught you at your worst moments, could be lying to your friends, your family. Yeah, you're going to look terrible. So if we even look at politics and we add humanity to it by looking at hatred and saying, not hatred, then what? Kindness, love. It would be so much easier for you to empathize with a guy like Joe Biden, who is losing his cognitive abilities. I did a podcast on that over a year ago. It was obvious. Apathy. If that's a bad idea, then you would vote. Whether you want to or not, you would get informed and you would vote. Why? Because apathy would make you say, wait a minute, doing nothing is doing something. And that's a bad idea because it's on the bad idea log. So I'm going to do something. Whether it's right or wrong, I don't know. But apathy is something, and it's a bad idea. How about blaming? What if in politics we had open-minded curiosity? Oh, that would be wild. I don't even know what that would look like in our political system, but I would love to see it. And so for today, I'm going to leave you with that. I'm going to leave you with that. I'm going to let that sit. I'm going to let that simmer. And you tell me what you think. Is it sometimes a good idea to look at the bad ideas and say, not that, then what? And then move toward the other side, being fully informed of what the bad ideas might look like? Absolutely, I think. But hey, you sit, you ponder it, and you let me know what you think. I appreciate you joining us, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. We appreciate our audience a lot, so we give you some simple ways to track us down. Please like, subscribe, and follow all the podcasts on different platforms, but you can also email us at healthyperspectives@protonmail.com, or you can check out our website at healthy-perspectives.com/podcast. It's a backward slash. So if you want to go to our landing page, if you go to healthy-perspectives.com, you'll still find us. You just got to click on the podcast button. Thank you so much.